This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely run!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
Look at him. He's having fun.
Why not? Five shot.
Pretty.
Oh! Xavier Tillman, have yourself a night.
How about this pretty look? Being aware, being mobile, sending it in. Xavier, right now, playing like a savior.
Lante, no Derek Piper yet. He's going to be here soon. Instead, you've got Hans D. What's up, Hans?
Oh, nothing much.
The man, the myth, the legend is joining me now. You just heard highlights last night, Illinois and Michigan State. Illinois, of course, losers of that game. What was it, 78-68, something like that?
Yeah, 76-56.
That's it, 76-56. So Illinois falls to Michigan State. Highlights courtesy there, Fox Sports 1. That game in East Lansing and didn't go the way Illinois hoped. The Illini did not shoot the ball well at all. Michigan State got on a stretch there in the midst of the second half where they went on a 15-3 run and pretty much buried Illinois after that. It was never closer than basically what the final score was. So a couple of nice performances. Alan Griffin had a big night for Illinois. I thought he did really well and probably the best that he's done in a while or maybe ever at Illinois. And then Io Desunmu showed up and he played well overall for the Fighting Illini. Couple of guys did not have good nights. Speaking of Io, by the way, Io had 18 points, 8 rebounds for him. And then, of course, Alan Griffin, 17 points, 9 rebounds for Griffin. So I was reading Hans Derek Piper's story that he had filed today from East Lansing, and he's on his way back. He's caught in traffic right now in Indy.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Yeah, especially around Indy, man. Good luck around Fishers. All that area right around there is the most congested. It's like it'd be like driving on Prospect for an hour, just back and forth. No thanks, right? North That's Prospect. Awful. Yeah, no thanks. But I saw, and Derek always gives stars for the games, right? So he gave Alan Griffin a 5-star, and then he gave Io Desunmu a 4-star. Everybody else on the team had a 1-star.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Io and Alan Griffin were the only two in double digits for points. And that was just kind of a pathetic job by everyone.
It really was. Georgie's becoming almost a liability now. I mean, defensively, he has rough spots. Offensively, he still does a good job of the entry pass. However, the high-low last night that Illinois tried to run, Michigan State, their game plan, and it was simple, and you'll hear from Tom Izzo here in a little bit. You'll also hear from Brad Underwood. By the way, Brad Sturdy is going to join us about 4:20 Sturdy is covering the game, of course, as always, and we will talk to Brad. Derek Piper, we hope, will be in the 5 o'clock hour, so we'll visit with Brad, and we've got Who You Got coming up at 5:30. But that little high-low sequence that they try to run with Georgie up top and Kofi down low, yeah. I like the idea of it.
Right.
I like the idea. The problem is, on something like that, is when Michigan State or whatever team, and if you're another team in the Big Ten, you're just following the blueprint now that Michigan State's given you, mm-hmm. or maybe what Missouri gave you,
right.
or although Missouri was more intensity. I thought Illinois played with intensity last night. There was a lot of intensity mm-hmm. in that game. And a great crowd, by the way. Loud crowd for the students being gone. I thought they brought it at Breslin. But it's one of those situations in a high-low, if the Michigan State defender is not going to worry about Georgie, he's going to back off 3 or 4 steps.
Right.
And you saw how many times either Illinois would turn it over or the ball luckily sometimes would be batted back to Illinois or batted out of bounds. But it's just hard when Georgie, they know that he is not going to make that shot very often. He went 3 for 12 overall, but 0 for 4 from the 3-point line, or 0 for 3, yeah, no, 0 for 4, excuse me, mm-hmm. from the 3-point line, 0 for 3 from the free throw line as well, which is horrible. But, you know, when that is going to be like that, then you get to the point where it's like, all right, that was a weapon early on. Now it's not so much a weapon because teams are saying, Georgie, if you want to shoot, shoot.
Yeah.
But we are going to back off of you and make that entry pass even harder.
And he had wide open threes. But, of course, you know, he can make it on occasion, but he was just not making them last night. He can't really do that every night either.
No.
And I just feel like that play doesn't work. The weave doesn't really work.
The weave actually worked a couple of times.
Yeah. There was one play where Io, instead of handing it off to whoever was, you know, ready to get the ball there in the weave, he just, the pick was set, and then he rolled out and drove to the hoop and scored.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they could just give the ball to Io, Alan Griffin, Felice maybe, if they just drove down right to the hoop, made the layup, you're either getting a foul, you know, because they're giving those soft fouls everywhere. You're either getting the 2 points for the layup, or you could feed it on the outside to whoever that might be, Frazier.
Well, and maybe.
Maybe.
On the outside.
Maybe.
Because Illinois overall, 3 for 28 from the three-point line.
That's terrible.
3 for 28 from the three-point line. Sasha Stefanovic for Purdue in the first 4.5 minutes of the game last night against Minnesota. Sasha Stefanovic had more threes in 4.5 minutes than Illinois did the entire night. And, you know, I know Trent hit a couple late. Io hit one. Io did not make one. Who was the other? Alan Griffin made one. So those are your threes. Trent had two, but Alan Griffin only had one. I mean, you look at the shooting line for Illinois. Georgie, 3 for 12. Kofi, 2 for 10. Io, 8 for 20. Trent, 2 for 9. Damonte Williams, who might as well just stop at half, not even go into the other offensive zone, 0 for 3 for him. Kipper, 1 for 3. You go down the list, Tevian Jones, 0 for 4. Andres Felice, 1 for 5. Thank goodness for Alan Griffin, 5 for 9. But you shot 29%. A college basketball team shot 29%. I know Michigan's defense has a lot to do with that. But there were plenty of shots that could have been made by Illinois, and they just weren't able to do it. Brad Underwood, after this game, spoke about the shooting and about the game in general. Here is your Illini coach.
I think it's a 4-5, 6-point game, you know, and there's a 3-minute segment where it goes 15-3 run, and that's the ball game. And you can't do that on the road in terms of not make shots consistently. I want to tell my guys, well, offensive rebound and go get them. Well, we got 20 of them. And that's why we're one of the top rebounding teams in the country. And we didn't make those. We didn't make free throws. It's hard to put guys in places when that ball just doesn't go in. And tonight wasn't our night. And we'll shoot the ball better next time we play. And we'll try to go get 20 offensive rebounds again if we miss that many.
That is Illini coach Brad Underwood talking about last night's game. Now, I will say one thing, Hans. The one thing I'll say, and this is the one optimist, this isn't really optimism, I guess. It's just a positive, and not about last night. There's nothing I don't think that's positive about last night. But The one thing you will say about this Illinois team, and it would work better if you could excuse the Miami loss, if you could excuse the Missouri loss. Unfortunately, you can't. And we all watched those, and we all saw what happened, and we all have our doubts now about this team. I mean, it's a team that I think, you know, they won 12 games last year. A lot of people thought they would be a tournament team. Maybe we're finding out as a fan base, or we're finding out as college basketball fans, that you don't just jump from 12 to 22 and make the NCAA tournament the next year that easily. They can still do it. There's still plenty of time. But the one thing that I did tell myself to make myself feel better last night and get some rest, essentially, is that you've played three Big Ten games. Two on the road. You've played Maryland, Michigan, and Michigan State. Three of the teams that will finish probably in the top five of this conference. Yeah. You've played those three teams. You're 1-2. Should be 2-1 with the Maryland game. That thing still stings and will for a long time. So you've got a situation where you have already played three of the better teams. You've got Purdue coming in. Purdue is good. They're not great. They're not even really Purdue good. I'll just say they're a good basketball team. I think, Hans, if you take care of business Sunday night, and we as an Illini fan base can just kind of forget about this game with Michigan State, you're never going to get Missouri out of your mouth, you know, that taste out of your mouth. You're never going to get the Maryland loss at Maryland out of your mouth. But it's the Michigan State game, this kind of a game. I mean, this is the third straight year Illinois lost by 20-plus at Breslin. But if you come back and take care of business Sunday against Purdue, you're 2-2, and you've played three of the best teams in the Big Ten. I would take 2-2 after that stretch.
Definitely. I mean, Purdue's got the same record as us, 9-5, but they're 2-1 in the conference. We're 1-2. But, I mean, this could be the kind of pivotal moment, because if we lose this one, it's just kind of downhill from there.
Yeah, because then you go to Wisconsin.
Yep, exactly.
And we know that's a house of horrors.
Yeah.
What is it, 15 straight? You've lost to the Badgers, whether it be there or here.
Right.
That's an absolute joke of a stat that needs to be stopped immediately and never need to happen again.
I know.
I mean, if that was in football, I'd be like, oh, have we lost 15 straight to the Badgers? This is basketball.
Yeah.
And I know Wisconsin's been good at basketball. Don't get me wrong. They've had a couple of Final Fours, et cetera. But 15 straight to Wisconsin is an absolute embarrassment. And so now you've got an Illinois team that is staring down a must-win, in my mind, against Purdue Sunday night. Luckily, it'll be here. And we've seen it for so long. You get back home, you play a completely different, not style of basketball, but you just completely play different. You're more confident. I could see Illinois coming up and beating Purdue by 10 Sunday. And if that happens, you're 2-2, and then you take your chances at Wisconsin, a team that is not going to run away from you, I don't think, like Michigan State did. But it is one of those where you just you gotta close this one out. You gotta get this one out of your mind. You gotta move on and hopefully beat Purdue. All right, we need to take a break because Brad Sturdy's gonna come on. I've got more of Brad Underwood that we'll hear at the end of the hour. Also, Tom Izzo. We'll talk to. Well, we're not gonna talk to Tom. That'd be kind of cool though, I guess.
Yeah.
But we will hear from Tom Izzo at the end of the hour as well. That video, by the way, of Brad Underwood, courtesy of Derek Piper, IlliniInquirer.com. Derek, on his way. We hope he is here by 5:05. We'll have him the second hour to give his thoughts as he was up in East Lansing. All right, when we come back, Brad Sturdy, Orange and Blue News. We'll talk to him about the game last night. If you want to weigh in, you can, 359-2255. I know calling-wise, it's a little tough because it's just you and I. And it's hard for you to answer the phone while I'm talking to you.
Right.
So if you're calling, we apologize. Probably easier in the next hour to do that. But you can always tweet at us. You can always text us at 359-2255. Find us on Twitter. Just search at the Drive 93.5 podcasts. You can find them on all platforms. And you can also just watch us on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or the Drive 93.5. And we'll go from there. Hans D is in, not as an intern today, but as a co-host.
Yeah.
At least for hour one. I love it. You're going to work on some Who You Got.
Yes.
So it's Friday, man. We need to have a little fun. It's just hard to have fun after you just got crushed by 20. And maybe that's what should have happened.
Maybe.
I know a lot of people were thinking this could be a close game. It was like a 10.5-point spread. I think a lot of people maybe would have bet Illinois to cover the 10.5. Well, guess what? You didn't. So when we come back, Brad Sturdy, orangeandbluenews.com, he'll join us to chat about the game. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
We turn your feelings into flowers, the Blossom Basket Florist. Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumberyard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey Cardinals Nation, the Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Jump on the Cardinals Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan, rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 17th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
Cardinals Caravan, it's that time of year. You can at least feel warm, although it's not terribly cold right now. Caravan, again, will be at the iHotel. That's on Friday, January 17th. Always a fun time. Some of the Illini. Some of the Cardinals players, coaches, broadcasters, a lot of those guys will be into town. And they give away raffles, kids. I think it's 15 and under. I need to make sure on that. Let me make sure on that. I don't want to say something wrong and have somebody bring an item to be autographed. So let me find that. But anyway, yeah, 15 and under, you can get an autographed item or an autograph on an item that day. So it's a really cool event. Noon, it's free. That's the biggest thing. It is free of charge. Come out. It's a fun time. Questions and answers. And Stevie J normally handles all that. He has a good time with that, talking to the Cardinals players. So your NL Central champ, St. Louis Cardinals, that Cardinals Caravan coming on January 17th. It is The Drive. Lante, Derek Piper. Derek Piper on his way from East Lansing. Hope to be here for the 5 o'clock hour. Hans D filling in the interim right now in this first hour. Brad Sturdy, we are efforting Brad Sturdy. So hope to hear from him soon. Orange and Blue News talking about the game last night. As for the game last night, as mentioned, Illinois loses to Michigan State. That final 76-66. It was all about Cassius Winston early in that game and all about Xavier Tillman late in that game as Michigan State went on a 15-3 run in the second half. Illinois had cut the lead to 36-30, and then Michigan State just basically took it over, hit like four threes in a row, including one from Xavier Tillman, and they just took off. After the game, Tom Izzo chatted about the victory for his Spartans.
As good as Cassius played, scoring 21, getting career high, I told him, four rebounds, but six assists, two turnovers in 24 minutes. Xavier was, I thought, really good because he had six assists to go along with all the other things he did. But if I was a hockey guy, I'd put my star on a guy who didn't score a point, and that was Marcus Bingham. I mean, he blocked some shots, he got some rebounds, started to look like a player. And if that happens, you know, Gabe and Thomas got in foul trouble, and Marky Xavier was sicker than a dog, that's why he left. Considering that Cassius hasn't practiced much, Rocket's starting to come around. You know, he defensively did some good things, offensively he's starting to figure it out, and he hasn't practiced much in a month, so, and Kyle Ahrens, I just don't know, and played a little bit, but that Achilles is bothering him, and so we're kind of a mash unit, but we competed. It's a very good rebounding team. Our wings did a good job. Henny had 8 rebounds, Aaron in the first 12 minutes, I think, and then kind of let it drift away a little bit, but there's enough good that we can really build on and enough bad that I can still work tomorrow. So
that is Tom Izzo, Michigan State head basketball coach. Plenty of good a lot of times in the Tom Izzo tenure. By the way, if you're wondering, if you like stats, if you like updated numbers, Illinois 60-62 now all time against Michigan State. They're now 19-25 against Tom Izzo. These teams were 7-7 against each other over the last 14 games, but now that stat's 7-8. The unfortunate part, Illinois has now lost 3 straight at the Breslin Center by at least 20 points. 3 straight up there by 20 points, and there were plenty of times it seemed in the past that Illinois would make that a battle, certainly. But Michigan State now 36-3 at the Breslin Center starting in 2017. They just do not lose their very often. And, you know, that little stat going into last night where Illinois had only trailed for 6 minutes and 50 seconds out of 80 minutes through the first two Big Ten games, well, that's kind of not so much of a stat anymore, as Michigan State had a really solid showing last night. Illinois, by the way, now 2-18 in Big Ten road games under Brad Underwood, and 12-29 overall during Big Ten play. Illinois still looking to snap that that losing streak against top 25 opponents in true road games. Illinois now has dropped 16 straight against top 25 opponents in true road games. And Illinois still needing that one last victory. So why not get it at home Sunday against Purdue to join the 1,800 win club? There have been 18 other programs to reach that mark at the D1 level. And as I mentioned yesterday, just this year, Texas, Washington, Western Kentucky reached that milestone this season. These are all stats that I got from Illini Inquirer and Derek Piper. I appreciate him allowing me to use that. But the big stat that you need to know as an Illinois fan is you've dropped to 1-2 in the Big Ten. 3 tough foes to start the schedule, obviously, with playing at Maryland, playing Michigan at home, the game you won, and then at Michigan State. And if you look at it, that Maryland game that you basically gave away after winning by leading by 15 in that game at one point, you end up losing that. You could be 2-1, but coulda, shoulda, right? Illinois drops this one 76-56. More from Brad Underwood, thanks to Derek Piper, after this one ended last night.
The object's putting that round ball in the basket. And, you know, we're number 2 in the Big Ten in field goal percentage. And tonight was one of those nights. And, 14 assists, 8 turnovers, 20 offensive rebounds against the Tom Izzo team. I'll take that every night. And yet, could make a basket, could make a shot. I liked our shots. I liked where we were at. Tough night for Kofi. He'll bounce back. But it was a night that You know, Cassius does what Cassius does, and was terrific, and then we let Xavier have that big night, but I was really impressed with Bingham and the job he did on both ends of the court in terms of creating space. I thought his rebounding was important. He blocked one of Kofi's shots early. His length was a factor. Vibe, it's a different feel, and I liked our looks, and then, you know, I thought Cassius was tremendous early, and obviously coming back off a game he didn't play. You know, I think it's a 4-5-6 point game, you know, and there's a 3 minute segment where it goes 15-3 run, and that's the ball game, man.
That was the ball game as Michigan State tore out to that big lead. They end up winning it. Cassius Winston, he was big early. 21 points for Cassius. He had a good night, 6 rebounds as well for him. And then Xavier Tillman, who showed himself as a four-man, 19 points for Xavier, including 7 rebounds overall on the night for Michigan State. Henry had 10, Brown had 12, so Michigan State able to kind of spread that around. Shot the ball, obviously better than Illinois, but didn't shoot, I guess, spectacular. 43% from the field, 31% from the three-point line. Again, Illinois 3-for-28 from the three-point line. 3-for-28 from the three-point line. And not only that, 9-of-15, that's 60% from the free throw line. 3-of-28 from the three-point line. Can you get a shooter? Can we recruit a shooter? Because if all you had to do, last night was the perfect example of watching how, listen, you can win in college basketball with a big man. Obviously, with a guy like Kofi underneath, you can win games that direction. But you have to have at least one or two guys that can be a threat from the outside. And while Alan Griffin is that, and he should expect to play a lot more, I'm assuming we'll see a lot more of Alan Griffin. I know Derek Piper wrote today, and I'm going to ask him about it in the 5 o'clock hour, of playing just a situation where you play Kofi on the court at once, and take him out, put Georgie in. I think the 4-5 with those two on the same court, it's just not working. It's just not gelling. I would rather go small with Alan Griffin, let him play more minutes, maybe try to work Tev in a little bit more, but he's becoming a liability on the other end as well. So, and you're not getting much out of Kipper, so if you go Alan Griffin at the 4 instead of Georgie, you're losing a lot of size. But back to the shooting, it's just a matter of, you've got to be able to get someone that can knock down a shot. And all you had to do was DVR or tape, whatever we call it now, the Minnesota-Purdue game that was played basically at the same time as Illinois. If you then watch that game, which I did, Hans, after the game last night, I had to do that for fantasy purpose.
Right.
But I watched that game after the Illinois game, and at one point, both teams were shooting over 50% from the three-point line, and that's with 10 or more threes. So you had a Michigan State team that knocked down 7 threes, but they didn't shoot that well, 31%. They'll shoot a lot better than that from 3 going forward in most of their games. And then you had Purdue and Minnesota knocking down threes that looked like it was just layup drills. And yet your team, Illinois, cannot make a 3 to save its life. I mean, again, too late from Trent. Two threes late from Trent, 1 from Allen, 10%, 10.7, I hate decimals, 11% from the three-point line. Hans, you're not going to win college basketball games, especially against high-level teams, when you shoot that. And
right.
And against high-major teams this year, is this where you were going?
Well, go ahead.
Well, against high-major teams, and I want to ask Derek to make sure I get this right in the 5 o'clock hour, Illinois is shooting, and when I say high-major teams, I'm talking Miami, Missouri, Michigan, Maryland, who am I forgetting? Michigan State last night. Against those teams, Illinois shooting 20% from the three-point line.
And then do you blame the
those
coach?
Those are junior high numbers.
Right, I know.
And I'm sorry to all the junior high kids out there that are knocking down threes at a higher rate than Illinois.
It's really sad. And then do you think, do you blame the coach for setting up the wrong play to get the guy open? Or
no.
Do you blame the players?
Well, you can blame all around.
I know. And like last night, I saw a million shots that just jumped around the hoop, didn't go in.
That's true.
And if we made those, it would have been a whole different story.
You also saw a lot of shots that didn't come close.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, there were a lot of shots that didn't even come close to that. I mean, you look offensively at this team, and another topic that I want to bring up in the 5 o'clock hour. You look offensively right now. Let's go down the list. Who is right now a threat, and who could be a liability on the offensive end? I'm just talking offense here. Georgie is a liability on the offensive end. 3 for 12 last night. And I know, like Brad said, look, it's one of those games. They could come out against Purdue and shoot 50%. I don't know. They could shoot 43% from the three-point line Sunday. Everything's right in the world again, and you're 2-2. And I said that. That's the one positive, that you've played three games. And this is a fact, and it's fair to Illinois, that you've played three games in the Big Ten. Nobody's played a tougher schedule right now in the Big Ten. Nobody has gone to Maryland and Michigan State and then hosted Michigan. Those are three of the better teams in the Big Ten. You're 1-2, should be 2-1. I'll quit saying that, though. You're 1-2, right? And you have a chance against Purdue to get to 2-2. You've won both your games at home. If you win Sunday, I guess all is forgotten, except there's still that stinking Missouri game, and there's still that stupid Miami game on there. But that said, if we're just talking Big Ten play, you can still make things happen if you're 2-2. Then you kind of clear the slate. You say, all right, look, four hard games to start the season. We came out 2-2. Now we go to Wisconsin and see what happens. But the glaring factor this year is the shooting, and it hasn't gotten any better against high major teams. 20% from the three-point line. So Georgie right now, from the three-point line especially, a liability. He just needs to stop shooting them.
Yeah.
I don't mind him taking one early. If it goes in accidentally, now that defender has to make a decision. Do I now go out and play him a little tighter, or do I keep dropping back to stop Kofi? Because that's what teams are doing right now.
Yeah.
They're essentially just saying, all right, we're going to stop Kofi, maybe let Io have his, and there's nobody else that's really going to go for anything until Alan Griffin gets on the court. Kofi, 2 of 10 last night. I still trust Kofi.
Yeah.
He has looked different in the last couple of games, especially the Missouri game. He did not look strong. Last night, he didn't look strong with the ball at all.
No.
So teams are starting to figure this out. This is good coaching that you're going against.
Yeah.
They're figuring out what his weakness is, and they're making him go to it. That's why it doesn't look good. Io had a good game last night, but he still shoots 8 for 20, but certainly Io is a positive on the offensive end, as is Kofi. Trent, you'd like to think, is a positive on the offensive end, and he can certainly go in spurts, but this season, he has not been. He has not been, and it looks like, I don't know if he, I hate to say he looks like he doesn't have confidence. I don't know. I could look at you right now and say, well, Hans, you seem like you have confidence, and you might be in the other room going, I'm scared to death. But, I mean, Trent just does not look the same as he has. Damonte Williams, absolutely not even close to being a positive on the offensive end. Kipper Nichols, not even close to being a positive on the offensive end. And you go down the list. I mean, Tev, we haven't seen Tev that much, but, you know, 0 for 4 last night, 0 for 3 from deep. If you're wanting to make a splash, then do what Alan Griffin did. Andres Feliz, he's got that little runner in the lane. He does a good job with that. But for the most part, he's almost a liability on offense. Alan Griffin is not. And that's it. So basically, you got Kofi, you got Io, and you got Alan Griffin.
And
that's what you're trying to do to score buckets and win games.
Yes. And I really feel like if we win against Purdue, it'll be a major boost in confidence. And I think we're lacking that by a lot. Because I saw Andres with basically an open three. And he just passed it along.
Well, I've seen too many Andre open threes from the corner that don't even hit the rim. You know, I hate making it. I'm not making it personal to these kids. I'm just stating the facts.
And I know he's not much of a 3-point shooter.
No, I mean, do you have any confidence at all if you get Andre Feliz an open three?
I don't even know.
And I like Andre. I like what he does for the team.
Yeah.
He needs to get out of this little rut he's in. He needs to be more assertive, especially on the offensive end. But I think that's what you got going here. You got individual talent, but you don't have guys that are playing as a team.
Yes.
And I know everybody said it. Derek and I have talked about it. It's a team where you look at it and you're like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Well, you know what? Brad Underwood, you get paid a lot of money to figure that out. And you know, it's not on me sitting on my butt and Philo watching the game. It's not on me to figure out how to get this team going. It's not on you as you're flying over Champaign-Urbana to figure out how to get this team going. It's on Brad and his coaching guy. And, you know, again, somebody said, hey, can we blame the shooting? Can we blame any of the shooting struggle on the coach? Or is this just strictly on the players? Well, as a coach, I think what you can do as a coach is you can draw plays. You can run sets that get guys open looks. That is one thing you can do. And what I've seen so far is a guy like Trent Frazier. I mean, Konzo Martin said it. He's now on the wing. Trent's on the wing. So that made made it easier for us to stop him, as opposed to with the ball in his hand. Well, I mean, you can run sets to try to get Trent Frazier shots, but that doesn't mean he's going to make them. And last night, again, 2 for 9 from the field, 2 for 8 from the three-point line. He is your three-point shooter, and he was 2 for 8. And again, Brad Underwood could sit here right now across from me and say, Lon, it was one game, man. It was one game. It was one of those games. And he said that. You just heard that in the postgame. And I agree. There are times where teams have that one game. The point is, it's becoming a trend.
Definitely.
It's not just one game when you've played these high majors and you're shooting 20% from the three-point line. I know there's other problems. I know there's getting points underneath. I know that. I mean, you get 20 offensive rebounds last night and you get beat by 20. 20 offensive rebounds and you get beat by 20. That is just, that can't happen. And in today's college basketball world, if you cannot, if in today's high school world, I mean, I watch junior high basketball. There's guys, I bet teams hit, between them hit 6 to 8 threes a game. Last night, Illinois had 3. And I know people are texting in right now, and I can't do 100 things at once. So I'll get to these texts. I'll look. I'm just on a rant here, and I apologize. But, you know, it's a situation where, can we blame the coach for shooting? Well, in a way, you can say you got to get sets to where you got open shots. And, you know, but look at Cassius Winston last night when he made that contested three from the top of the key that was almost off balance, and he drills it. And it's, I mean, it comes down to the player being able to make a shot.
Yeah.
It comes down to recruiting kids that can shoot.
That's what you've been saying.
Yeah. Like, and you know,
we just need a player that can drill shots.
That can consistently, and it's not all about that. Io has so many other things that he does wonderfully. I mean, have you seen a guy that's much better at going to the lane, going to the rim, and over two guys that are taller than him, somehow he's so quick and gets off this beautiful soft touch that makes a layup. And you sit there and you think to yourself, wow, he is so skilled at that. And he's got a nice little floater, that little jumper in the lane. But am I comfortable with Io taking a three? No, yeah. I'm not. Am I comfortable with Trent now taking a three? Yeah, but it's got to be better. Demonte, he's had look after look from three, and he hasn't made any. Georgie doesn't make any. Of course, Kofi doesn't go out there. So you got that. Kipper Nichols on occasion can make one. Alan Griffin, and I'm sure this is what a lot of people are tweeting or texting about, Alan Griffin needs to play more. And I think that's something that everybody has understood for a few games. I mean, Alan Griffin has got to play more, and I guarantee you start to see that. And again, as I want to ask Derek, who wrote the article today about, is it time to now start playing Kofi and Georgie one at a time? Where you have a true five on the court, because that's what they both are. Georgie is not a four. You'd have a true five on the court for 40 minutes a game. You'd have a true five on the court. And I think that's maybe what you'll see against Purdue, although they've got Williams underneath, they've got Harms underneath. You may need both of them on the court for that height. So sometimes the game and the opponent dictates how you got to do it. But it's a situation where I think you're going to start seeing Georgie on the, or, you know, Kofi on the court for an extended period of time, and when he's tired, you get Georgie in and let Georgie, you know, do his thing underneath, because he is talented with that. I mean, the footwork last year was unbelievable. The ability to use both hands last year was unbelievable. And somebody asked me today, you know, what's happened to all that? Well, I think what's happened is coaching. Like, people have seen now what Georgie can do. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't see what they're doing now and go back his way to make it his advantage, and I hope that he can do that. But I think you're going to start seeing a lot of that, and that's what I want to ask Derek about in next hour. But, you know, you've just got a lot of these things that it's frustrating, and it's frustrating, Hans. I don't know. And Scott Nindy said Purdue's a must win. There's no doubt about it. I agree 100%. And listen, I think if you beat Purdue, and I know there's warts. I get that. There are warts everywhere on this team. There's warts with regards to the outside shooting. There's warts with even the free throw shooting. There's warts with the turnovers. That's been a wart all season. There's warts with the fact that it sometimes seems like both, or this team just doesn't gel. They don't play together. And I don't understand that. And I don't think, like, there's friction. I just don't feel like they're all moving as a unit, moving as one, right? And so there's things like that. But that said, you beat Purdue, you're still 2-2. You've won your two home games. You've beaten Purdue at home. You've beaten Michigan at home. And the Big Ten, I mean, going into last night's games, you know, Big Ten teams are 1-13 in combined league road games. And if you look at it, Minnesota lost at Purdue in overtime, played well. Ochuro had 29 and 18 rebounds, by the way. And Marcus Carr, who ended up fouling out as a kid from Canada, he was really fun to watch for Minnesota. They don't have much other than that. Gabe Hashower, or Cashower, however you say his name, he can shoot the three. But so Minnesota and Illinois both lose. Now you got Big Ten teams are 1-15 on the road. So you look at that, and we can scream and yell, and I'm doing it right now, that Illinois lost at Michigan State, and they lost at Maryland. Oh, man, that game. You were up 15 in that game.
It's insane.
It would be crazy to be 2-1 and beat Purdue, be 3-1, and we'd be sitting here yelling and complaining, and yet you'd be 3-1 in the Big Ten.
That'd be great.
But you're not.
No.
And you have to beat Purdue to go 2-2, and then you've got to go to a place, the Kohl Center in Wisconsin, that has been bad to Illinois since it opened. And been even worse in the last, you know, whatever, 5 years. So, but again, Purdue, you got to be Purdue, and I totally agree. I'm reading everybody that sent in short texts right now, because it's hard for me to do two things at once. Why did Georgie take 4 3-pointers? Well, I it's a good question. I don't think he needs to take 4. I think he could take, I'm all right with him taking 2, and if one of them goes in and out, maybe. But those were not close.
No.
And when your defender, the reason he took 4 is because his defender was basically 4 feet off of him. And they were begging him to shoot that. And the defender was not only begging Georgie to shoot, he was saying, hey, try to throw the ball in here because I'm going to steal it if you try to get it into Kofi. So that's probably the reason why. So I don't know. It's one of those situations that's really frustrating. Adam says problem was we had guys shooting threes that shouldn't have been. Okay, Adam, I agree with you. I'm not going against that. But you also had Trent Frazier go 2 for 9 from, I'm sorry, 2 for 8 from the three-point line. Io was 0 for 3 from the three-point line. Kipper was 0 for 1. Tevian was 0 for 3. Allen was 1 for 5. Yeah, we had guys that shouldn't be shooting, but the guys that should be shooting, they didn't hit anything last night either. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And it's just one of those where it's a frustrating thing. And Bill, I don't mind this. Bill says stagger Io and Trent. Trent shoots better off the dribble. I agree. He just, you know, he's wasted if he just stands around. But I don't know. It's tough. I mean, to shoot like that, I'm going to let you answer that phone. That might be Brad. I'm going to take a break. I just went on a 20-minute rant. I'm sorry. Derek Piper will be here at 5. I'll let him talk more so I don't have to. But it's frustrating, but yet I'm not, like, overly just, like, I didn't turn the TV off last night and just throw things. I mean, it's one of those situations where you're probably not going to win at Michigan State. You hope you show better than that. You should show better than that against a Michigan State team, because with the roster and the ability, I think, on your roster, you should show better than that against Michigan State on the road. But there again, you beat Purdue Sunday, you're 2-2. Of course, that's not a given, and the way Purdue always plays against us, you never know. But, hey, if this team can win Sunday, go to 2-2, somehow they'll get it out of their mind, they'll move on. That's what we need to do. But unfortunately, we're not going to move on until the end of the show as we continue to talk about that. I got to do something. Hey, stop by CMI on Bloomington Road if you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free. Check out eSprayer. This technology is great for schools, but also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI at 217-359-6262. That's 359-6262 today for more info, or to schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. We're back to wrap up hour one. It is The Drive.
Oh no, it's here. And I'm so not ready. I'm already freezing.
That's right. Winter is now here. So be prepared and call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air and stay warm this winter. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers. Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com. Every single month we honor law enforcement. Why? Because they deserve it. They go out and risk their lives every single day to protect and serve, to keep the order without the 911 being answered. We have anarchy in our yards and neighborhoods within 24 hours. That's my prediction. But we don't, because we have Ken Sprague, Urbana Police Officer, as our law enforcement official of the month. You the man.
Well, I appreciate it.
How they recognize Ken Sprague?
Well, I was just fortunate enough that the people in my department work seamlessly together with me and help me get through the day. It really is a team effort. It's nothing I do personally. I get paid to do a job. I grew up in this community. It's just my pleasure to give back to this community.
All right, so how long have you been in the force?
I've only been on for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm just now retiring from the military.
Thank you for serving.
I appreciate
it. What compelled you to want to serve?
9/11 initially started. At the time, we had a bunch of young kids at home, so I had to wait a few years. Then my wife gave me permission, and from there, I just signed up, raised my right hand, and went.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumber yard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
Buy from us.
At a recent company meeting, let's find out how the staff felt about big items to get printed up.
Minuteman Press can handle some of the area's most cumbersome jobs. Big signs, sandwich board menus, tents, table covers, expandable displays, and pop-up walls.
Get a solution to printing problems.
I don't like our folders, forms, statements, binders, tabs, envelopes. We need to rebrand and freshen up our company's look.
We can get all that and more. Minuteman Press's website has it listed at CUPrinting.com.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
ESPN ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper will be here at 5:25-ish. Had to write his article this morning in East Lansing, got off to a little bit of a late start, and had to go a different route due to weather off the lake. What does that mean as a pilot? You got to avoid those lake front.
Oh, yeah.
So he got caught in Indy traffic, anything around Indy, that not Vetersburg, but what are some of the Fishers? Can't think of some of the other things just right around Indiana or Indianapolis. But, it congested. So he's going to be here about 5:25. Good news, Brad Sturdy is going to join us at 5:05. So I don't have to talk another 48 minutes because I got on a roll there and I just wouldn't shut up. But I think I've had my roll. I've got my stuff done. So we'll talk to Brad Sturdy, and you're going to work on a little who you got.
Yes.
For next hour as well. So we'll do that. What else? I mean, I'm trying to think what else is going on right now. It's kind of that dead time with regards to
bowl games,
baseball and everything. Bowl games a little bit. But, of course, NFL, wild card weekend coming up this weekend is going to be fun. What are some of the games? It's
Seattle Seahawks.
Are they playing the Vikes?
Yeah.
Vikings and Seahawks. Saints play the Eagles? No. Gosh, this is terrible, and I don't know this.
It up.
Are you going to bring that? You're going to bring that the Patriots? Well, I saw something today that Bill Belichick has never won a Super Bowl without a bye week.
Right.
So
this will be his first challenge.
Well, I think he's done it before. I mean, he's had this challenge before, but never won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But he's never won a Super Bowl unless he had a bye week that first week. Take that for what you may.
It'll be Buffalo at Houston.
That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
Buffalo's defense against Houston. I think J.J. Watt's going to play.
Yeah,
so that could be a fun game to watch. That'll be Saturday, right?
Yes. And then also Saturday, the Titans at New England.
Ah, okay.
Which will be interesting. I don't think the Derrick Titans
Henry.
Have a chance.
Didn't Derrick Henry, I think he led the league in rushing. Derrick Henry's a big man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how tall he is, but he's.
I mean, that's your chance, right? You got to get him going. Against the Patriots. So you'll do that. And then Sunday is all about the NFC, right?
And that's the Vikings at the Saints.
That's the early game?
Yes. And then Seattle at Philadelphia.
Ah, okay.
So
the Seahawks, even though they won the division, had one of the best records in football. They've got to travel across country to face Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they should win that thing.
You would think, but, you know, that's those West Coast teams going east, that's not always a good thing, but... You know, that's how football is. That's how it plays out. And I know a lot of people complain about it. They want it changed. But that's just how it works. If you win your division, you host a game. And so Philadelphia, even though they had three, four less wins than Seattle, they will be hosting the Seahawks this weekend. And, of course, the byes then would be in the AFC. You've got Baltimore. And who's your other bye?
That's the Baltimore, the Chiefs.
Oh, Kansas City, that's right.
And then on the other side, the Packers and the 49ers.
Okay, all right, so there you go. The NFL wild card weekend is always fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
Four solid games this weekend. Illinois doesn't play basketball Saturday. They don't play till Sunday night, so you'll be able to watch three of those games at least without that interference. All right, when we come back, Brad Sturdy, orangeandbluenews.com. He'll join us to talk more about the game last night. I'm just going to ask him simple questions, let him talk. And then Derek Piper joins us. He'll get here about 5:25, we hope, to kind of finish off the show. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.